So, you see this narrative all the time in the crypto industry, don't you? They promote blockchain technology as this ultimate tool for financial freedom. It's all about privacy, suggesting it allows users to bypass traditional banking hurdles and just move money freely.
But there's a new angle we need to look at. A recent report from Chainalysis challenges this entire narrative, specifically when we bring geopolitical context and international sanctions into the conversation.
Right, and that's where it gets complicated. The core argument now is that using cryptocurrency to pay sanctioned nations, like Iran, doesn't actually provide anonymity. In fact, it places shippers and businesses at significant risk of violating international laws.
And we have to understand why. The primary mechanism behind this risk is the transparency of blockchain technology itself.
It's a huge difference from what people expect. Unlike traditional banking ledgers, which maintain confidential transaction histories, most major cryptocurrencies operate on a public ledger.
Exactly. Every transaction is recorded, timestamped, and visible to anyone with the appropriate analysis tools. There is no dark web on the blockchain.
That really changes things, doesn't it? Chainalysis notes that this transparency makes sanctions evasion easier to trace rather than harder. It's not a shield, it's a spotlight.
Authorities don't even need to breach private servers to monitor illicit flows. They simply follow the blockchain trail. It's like leaving a digital breadcrumb trail that leads straight to the source.
And once funds are sent to a sanctioned entity, that digital footprint is permanent. It can be analyzed, flagged, and linked to real-world identities without any hesitation.
The regulatory landscape further complicates this for everyone involved. We're talking about legal restrictions enforced by governments and international bodies to control trade with specific nations.
It's about control, isn't it? The United States Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, leads enforcement there, but compliance is a global issue.
It is. Secondary sanctions can apply to non-US entities that conduct business with sanctioned countries. It's not just about American banks, it's about the global network.
So, banking compliance departments are designed to detect exactly this type of activity. They are looking for these patterns.
If a shipper attempts to use a regulated crypto exchange to bypass restrictions, the exchange will likely block the transaction immediately if the destination is flagged as sanctioned.
It sounds like a false sense of security, then. Relying on cryptocurrency for payments to sanctioned jurisdictions makes people feel safe, but the risks are real.
The technology appears secure on the surface, but the regulatory environment remains strict. The tools used to analyze blockchain data are the same ones governments use to enforce compliance.
That means the risk of detection is higher than with traditional banking methods that already have established compliance checks. It's not a safer path, it's a more visible one.
If funds are sent to a sanctioned jurisdiction and subsequently become frozen, shippers face significant financial losses. It's not just inconvenience, it's capital at risk.
This isn't merely theoretical. Asset freezes have occurred in the past with other sanctioned regions. We've seen the consequences play out before.
The implications for shippers and businesses are severe. For shipping companies whose business models depend on consistent cash flow and reliable trade routes, the risks are existential.
I can't stress that enough. A crypto payment to an Iranian entity creates a data point that regulators can access. It's a permanent record.
This evidence can lead to asset freezes, legal investigations, and reputational damage. It's a heavy price to pay for a transaction.
Furthermore, the shipping industry is highly regulated by port authorities, customs agencies, and maritime safety organizations, all of which maintain records. There is nowhere to hide.
Introducing a non-compliant crypto payment layer adds friction and risk. It disrupts the ecosystem you're trying to protect.
If a shipper is found using crypto to bypass sanctions, they could lose their licenses to operate in certain ports or markets. The fallout is career-ending for many.
The report suggests that the era of using cryptocurrency as a loophole for sanctioned trade is ending. The game has changed.
As more countries adopt blockchain analysis tools, the ability to hide illicit activity diminishes. There's nowhere left to hide.
Businesses are advised to weigh the convenience of instant settlement against the danger of account freezes or legal scrutiny. It's a dangerous trade-off.
The potential cost of a sanctions violation far outweighs the benefits of using an unregulated payment method. Just think about what happens when you lose your license.
The technology itself is not broken. The assumption that it offers privacy is the misconception that needs correction. It's not about the code, it's about the visibility.
In conclusion, the use of cryptocurrency to facilitate trade with sanctioned nations is not a safe harbor. It's a trap waiting to happen.
The transparency of the blockchain makes these transactions traceable, allowing authorities to freeze assets and investigate involved parties with speed.
For shippers and financial institutions, the recommendation is clear. Prioritize compliance over convenience. Safety first, always.
As the global regulatory environment evolves, relying on cryptocurrency to bypass financial restrictions is becoming a dangerous strategy that no one can afford to ignore.
Understanding the risks associated with sanctions and blockchain transparency is essential for operating in the complex global economy. Let's keep our heads above water.